We're going to be in the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 36th chapter, beginning at verse 1.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise God. So, if you found it, say you found it. Amen. And these are the words we ask that you would stand to your feet. Exodus 36 and 1. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholibab and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary. In other words, they were skilled laborers. According to all that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholibab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. In other words, he not only got skilled laborers, but anybody who's interested in working. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary. They gave him money to build the sanctuary and to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. There was a scheduled time, amen, to bring your offerings. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. Amen. They took all kinds of skilled laborers. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offerings of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work for to make it and too much. Amen. So thus ends the reading of the word. Amen. Exodus, the 36th chapter, verses 1 through 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word.
Amen.
Amen. My thought for today, amen, is beginning a legacy of giving.
Amen.
Amen. Beginning a legacy of giving. So let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, right now for all that you have done. Lord, we believe that, Lord, that you are in the blessing mode right now. Lord, you have blessed us from the beginning of where we have been all the way to where we are today and furthermore. So, God, we ask that you would do a new thing within us. Lord, allow the word to find a rich hiding place within our hearts. That God, that we may be able to declare that God is God. Hide me, Lord, behind your cross, that I may speak words of encouragement and inspiration to these thy people. If this is our prayer, we ask it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may take your seats. Amen. You may take your seats.
Amen.
Beginning a legacy of giving.
Amen.
In today's world, people give to the interests that they support. Educators, they give to educational systems and organizations, schools and institutions that will promote education. They want to ensure that funds are available for those young minds and some older to learn the best information and techniques available and receive the best education. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And it's the same for those who are part of every discipline, engineers and accountants and you name it, they are supporting those institutions, legal institutions. They're supporting them as well.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And so, praise God, what we find is that even folks, they are contributing in three ways. They contribute a portion of their inheritance. They contribute a portion of their money that perhaps they receive from their parents or someone who has passed away. They contribute a portion of their inheritance. They also contribute large sums of money while they are living. Amen, somebody. And they also contribute their time to ensure that others who come behind them get a leg up.
Amen.
This is what they do. Amen. And so we as Christians should do likewise for our church and for our Christian organizations, so that we ought to be giving a portion of our inheritance back to God through a church or an organization. And we should spend our time, amen, providing services in the organization or the church, amen, so that it will be prepared to do the work and the mission that it has. And also, praise God, we should give our money to the church or to a Christian organization.
Amen,
somebody.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Everybody else is doing it. Politicians are doing it. We go to various schools and we find people who have their names on the building because they gave funds to the school. Amen. And so we as Christians should do the same thing. And what we find is that in our text, we find talented, gifted, and skilled individuals who are leading the way to building God's church. Amen. They were building this, in this particular instance, they were building the tabernacle. Amen. A portable church. Amen. Every time the children of Israel got up, amen, and moved to another part of the wilderness, they, amen, would come and take the tabernacle down, move it, and then rear it back up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And so I just want to give you a quick background. This tabernacle that the children of Israel had given too much money for. Did you hear the text? It said that they gave too much money. Amen. They had more money than they needed.
Yeah.
Come on now, somebody. Amen. They gave so much money that they told them to stop giving money. We got enough. Oh, brother, you can turn back around with your gold and your silver. We got enough. We don't need any more. Oh, sister, thank you so much for traveling, but we don't need no more money. We've got enough. And the reason why the people of God were giving in such an abundant flow of funds was because, first of all, this was the first designated corporate location for worship unto God. See, all before that, they didn't have a place where they came and worshiped God. Right. This was the first time that they were going to have a place where they were going to worship God. And then secondly, praise God, they wanted to put their best foot forward. They didn't want to be messing around. They didn't want to be walking around talking about, look at our tabernacle. It's leaning to the side.
Amen.
They didn't want to say, oh, look, the floor has a hole in it. Or furthermore, they didn't want to say, oh, this tabernacle has holes in the roof. Oh, no. God had given specific instructions on how to build the tabernacle. And they had more than enough money, amen, to do so. And so the children of Israel started a legacy of giving when they built the tabernacle. You said a legacy? Yes, a legacy. Because when the temple was built back in Solomon's age, amen, now we know we're moving forward to Moses was in the wilderness and they were going into the promised land. But when David was king, the second king of Israel, amen. If you don't know all this information, perhaps we ought to be coming to Bible study and coming to Sunday school so that we would know who David is. Amen. David was the second king of Israel. And his son Solomon was the third king. David got the materials and got many of the materials together. But he did not build the temple. And when Solomon came into the house of the king, amen, and became king, Solomon built the temple. And he built the temple, and it turns out to be the most costly building and the most beautiful building built in the world. Now, you know, look, here we are today. Amen. We got the greatest minds and the greatest architects. But the building that God had instructed Solomon to build is still listed as the greatest building ever built. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
And you know, when the children of Israel went to worship God, amen, they were worshiping God in all of the splendor of the temple. In other words, praise God, it was so beautiful, amen, that people from around the world would come and look at the temple. They couldn't come in, amen, because they were unclean. But let me give you a fact, praise God, that may give you an idea of how phenomenal this building was. It says, when you add together just the gold and the silver that was used for the temple, it came out to be $216 billion. Ain't nobody say nothing. I'll give you the exact figure. $216 billion, $603 million, $576,000. Can you imagine? $250 million used to build just the materials, gold, silver. But that's not it. It doesn't include the precious metals and the bronze, the iron, the ivory, the cedar wood used in the temple. When you extrapolate from the number, the total cost of Solomon's temple, including the labor costs, which he had 153,000 laborers, it would have been worth over $500 million. Somebody hear what I'm saying? That's the legacy that the children of Israel put together when they were building the tabernacle that parlayed into the temple, a $500 million building. And it's just simply unimaginable in today's world for a building to cost that much. For it took 7 years to build the temple. So you say, well, okay, Pastor, what does that mean to me? Can you put this in the cup, please? What does that mean to me? Well, I'm glad that you asked. My first point is this. We have a legacy as Christians to give. Through Jesus Christ, we are heirs to what the children of Israel has done. Amen. Because Jesus has told us to give as God has blessed us. Ain't nobody say nothing. Amen. We're supposed to give as God has blessed us. Amen. And if every person gave in this manner, giving as God has blessed us, then churches and Christian organizations would not be asking for money at every chance they can. Amen. For contributions. Amen. Have you been on the radio and heard on the radio where at the end of the program they are asking for contributions? Amen. Well, right about right now they'll be saying, you know, it's getting close to the end of the year, and if we don't get some more contributions, what's going to happen is our show will be canceled. We are operating in the red right now. Somebody's been funding them. Okay? That would not be happening. They would not be looking for contributions. Giving should not be based on... Amen. Thank you. Giving should not be based on what we have. Come on now, anybody say nothing?
Amen.
Giving should not be based on what we have.
Amen.
And giving should not be based on my bills.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a concept. We're going to talk about it in a minute. And saving up to go on vacation, to go on a trip, or to purchase some major expensive addition, perhaps a house, a car, whatever, we should be not using those as barometers as to how much we can give.
Amen.
We should not be looking at our pocketbook and saying what we have. How much do I have? I'm not going to be looking at my bills to see how much money I can afford to give to God because my bills are so high. Amen. Anybody say nothing?
Amen.
And I shouldn't be trying to put away for my trip, for my house, for my car, amen, at the expense of God. Because God is the one who can give us everything that we need.
Amen.
All we need is faith.
Yeah.
All we need to do is believe.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
It's a very intentional way of giving.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. You see, Christians have to be intentional about what they are giving.
Yes.
Okay? Because if we're giving as God has blessed us, then we will find that as we bless God, God blesses us.
Amen.
But we got to have faith.
Yes.
We can't do it for 3 days or 3 weeks, amen, and say, okay, God, I've been giving as you have blessed me, and I don't see any benefits coming my way.
Yeah.
It don't work that way. God will bless you as you consistently give as God has blessed you.
Yes.
Now, the Bible talks about, and I'm going a little bit ahead, but the Bible talks about giving a tithe. Amen. And giving a tithe is in a requirement.
Yes.
But in the New Testament, he says, give as God has blessed you.
Yes.
Amen. And so, if we believe that God is who he says he is, then giving and believing goes hand in hand. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. Amen. Believing and giving go hand in hand.
Yes.
Take, for instance, the story about the widow's offering found in Luke 21, verses 1 through 4. The Bible declares that when Jesus looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. When they came up to the treasury, amen, they didn't just cast it in, amen. What they did was they made, amen, a performance in casting it in. Amen. They walk up, amen. They would want everybody to see, oh, here I come. And when they got there, amen, they didn't just cast it in, amen. They would just put some in at a time, amen, because they want everybody to see. They didn't want you to blink and then you didn't see them putting the money in the treasury. And so here are these rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And then here comes a certain poor widow casting in two mites. Now, two mites equals about a dollar apiece. And so we would say that she cast in $2.
Yes.
And Jesus says, of a truth I say unto you, that the poor widow have cast in more than they did. What? Well, it gets back to give as God has blessed you.
Amen.
Now, if she put in two mites, praise God, then we will have to come to the conclusion that perhaps she had $20 or less as her income. Somebody knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
When you have $20 or less in income, she put $2 in. Now that's just if she paid a tithe. But you know, Jesus said that she gave more than they all did. He says, for all these have their abundance cast in the offering of God. But she of her penury has cast in all the living that she had. In other words, she didn't have much.
Right.
She might only had $10. She might only had $12. And so if she had $10, she put a fifth of what she had in her possession. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
If she had $20, amen, she put a tenth. But God, and Jesus says that this woman gave more than these men who threw in thousands of dollars. Hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So the thought is, give as God has blessed you. Now, how many of us are blessed here today?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just raise your hand if you're blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just raise your hand if you're blessed. And if you give as God has blessed you, amen, you'll be given more than a tenth.
Amen.
I want you to know that I've been as guilty as everyone else. You know, I've been giving, amen, a tenth and some offerings, but had not been giving as God has blessed me. Amen. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So my second point is this. Let's start our legacy. How many of us ready to start a new legacy? Amen. A legacy of giving. Amen. Yes, we all have a legacy through Christ, who was rich and was made himself poor on the behalf that so that we could become rich. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, this is what Paul says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich."
Yes.
How many of us are thinking of ourselves as being rich? Huh? How many of us are saying to ourselves, no matter if I got 5 cents in my pocket, I am rich.
Yes.
No matter if I got bills that are due, I am rich. Rich. No matter if I gotta have a $15 to pay, amen, I only have 5 and I don't know where the other 10 are coming. How many of us believe that we are rich when we begin to have a mindset of believing that God, amen, sent his son down into the earth, him that was rich, who became poor for our sakes, so that we could be rich. We ought to have a new mindset. We ought to be able to praise God and let God know that, you know what? I believe. Am I right about it? We're looking at our wallets and we're looking at our pocketbooks to determine if we're rich or poor. When you look into your pocketbook, when you look into your wallet, it doesn't matter what's in it that determines whether or not you're rich. Because God is able to meet every need. All you got to do is believe. It was a kid who needed an education, had no money, decided that they were going to go to college, put the application in. They said, "Where's the money?" He said, "The money is coming. I don't have it right now, but I'm going to college." Touched somebody's heart and they gave him the money to take the first semester.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, by the end of his 4 years, he had finished because somebody always showed up.
Hallelujah.
Faith in action. Faith in moving.
Yeah.
Faith because God is able.
Yeah.
Faith because God knows what he's doing. Faith because he is able to do it. If he's done it for me, he can do it for you. If he's done it for others, he can do it for you. Jesus says, we already are rich. Thus, let's act like we're rich. Let's change our attitude about finance. Stop looking at what we don't have and start declaring what we do have. And thinking and beginning a new culture and a new mindset. Somebody hear me on today. Has God taken care of you so far? The Bible declares that Jesus said, look at the lilies on the hill. Arrayed. They're more beautiful than the temple that Solomon built. Don't you know that God can take the little bit that you got and make it much? Don't we understand that God is the author and the finisher of our faith? He's the one that creates the money, all the silver and all the gold belongs to him. Oh God, break me off a piece. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let's get started on our own legacy of giving. Give as God has blessed you. And watch God work on your behalf. This does not only apply to the church, but in your daily life. Be generous when you give. You know that if you have a closed hand, trying to hold on to what you got, you don't have the opportunity to get anything else because your hand is closed. But if you open up your hand and give, in the midst of giving, you shall receive. Somebody shout, yeah! A closed hand cannot receive. Am I right about it? A closed hand cannot receive. But an open hand is able to receive and give. My last point is this. Someone is watching how God has blessed you. The legacy is that others are watching you bless God. I know it's to be a fact. I remember when I lost my job, but I continued to give as God blessed me. Didn't have much income, but I was able to maintain my giving. Yeah. Might not have been at the same level because I didn't have the same level coming in. But I was giving as God had blessed me.
Amen. Yes.
My brothers and my sisters. The Bible says in Malachi 3, 8 and 9 that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Wait a minute. He's talking to people who've been robbing God. They say, how? How, God? How have we robbed you? He said, you rob me in tithes and offerings. Try me if I won't open up the windows of heaven. Oh, I know I said Tithing is fine. It's a requirement. But God said, bless me as I have blessed you.
Yes.
Legacy giving is a faith walk. It is based on what you believe and not what you have. I wish I had more time. It's based on what God has done and not on what you have received. It's not jumping out there to give 20 and 30% more. It's not saying you got to give 20 or 30% more. We're giving 10% now or less. So how are we going to jump up and do 20% or 30%? Are you crazy, Pastor? Nope, I'm not crazy. I'm not even telling you to do it. But one thing I am saying that you should do is that the next time you get paid, give your tithe, or maybe give a little bit more. How about 11% for your mathematicians out there? Or 12%. Gradually work your way up. You see, God will bless you based on how you bless him. And so, at some point you're going to find yourself at 15%. 16%. And God will bless you in such a way that you will say to yourself, why was I struggling giving my 1% or my 2%? You know how much you've been giving. So my word to you today is give as God has blessed you. It's a legacy. Your children are watching you. Your friends are watching you. Your relatives are watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. They know when you are being blessed. They see it not only in how you act, but they see it on your countenance that God has been blessing you. When you walk with a smile on your face because you recognize that, you know what? God has got your back on every single issue. How many of us got issues on today? Issues that we're wondering about how we're going to solve it. Well, give back to God as God has blessed you. And you will find that, oh, it might not come back as money, but it will come back to you. And you will see how God has made a way on your behalf. You will begin to understand that when I give back to God, God is giving back to me. And now I'm starting a legacy. Because now I'm blessed beyond portions. My family is blessed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. My family, my children are blessed. And my children's children are blessed. You want to have a blessed family? Show them how you bless God. Oh, you don't have to come up into the offering plate and dump all your change and all your dollars. Just come up to the offering plate and bless God as God has blessed you. Because you're starting a legacy. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So, we're beginning a legacy of giving here at Jehovah Christian Ministries. And they will see here at Jehovah Christian Ministries that things are happening because they love God.
Amen.
And because they give to God. Somebody say amen.